Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. What are you doing for curriculum? Like, I would love to know what your curriculum is looking like this year. What are you using? I don't need every detail, but what are some of the things that you're using? Because we get asked this a lot.
All the time. People, actually, I've gotten it, well, at this time of year especially, I've gotten so many private messages. What are you using? And like you and I always say, I hate to share that because I don't want people to think that that's what they should use.
Right.
But I do just share, okay, this is what I'm using. It doesn't mean it's what you should use.
Right.
But every year is different. Every year you learn like, oh, I didn't like that or I did like that. So I'll just plow through. So for math, we've gone back and forth, but we're back starting last year. We're back to I sit with each kid and teach math. I feel like I loved teaching textbooks for a season, but I feel like I kind of lost track. I mean, I feel like I was disconnected with what was going on with the kids and they were passing lessons, but I don't know how much they were getting. So I reeled it back in last year and I sit down with each kid and teach math. I won't always do that, but just so I can really, really see where they're at and then feel good if I need to let them go do like a teaching textbooks. So, and there's lots of options for that. We just happen to be doing masterbooks for that, but there's BJU has a great, you know. But that's one big difference that I switched up last year is I am sitting down and actually teaching math to the kids again, like I did when they were little. Okay, I'm going to plow through.
Let me ask you a question on that.
Okay.
So when you get to those higher math levels, if you get to a point where like you just don't know how to teach that particular level of math, what do you do there?
Well, I think when I love math. I love math. So I haven't gotten there yet because I love it and we're in high school. I may end up getting there with my son because he's pretty advanced. But I love math. So I did math. I mean, I chose to do extra math in college just because I liked it. But if I were to get to that point, I probably would go back to like a teaching textbooks or a CTC or something where someone else is teaching them and I can just sit with them and monitor them, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I'm a terrible person to ask that because I do love math, which is probably not the norm for most
moms. But lots of moms do. So I love that.
I genuinely do.
And I think that's
why I can also sit with them and teach them because I like it. Okay. So something I'm most excited about. Well, okay. Also just for history and literature, we're Sunlight people and we're doing American history. Mm. My older kids are on their second year or their second go around. And my youngest is on her first. And I love American history. I mean, it is like, I love it. And it's all literature based. So we get to read so many amazing books together. I'm a little nervous this year because I'm having two different cores going. So I'm going to have to figure out, there's going to be a lot of audiobooks. Let's just say that. But I'm super excited about American history. But what I'm most excited about is this year we're doing anatomy and physiology. So I feel like I finally have it dialed. I love Apologia. I love Apologia's, the Young Explorer series.
Yeah.
So we're using that as our spine, even though I have elementary, middle school, high school. That's going to be kind of the spine. And then for my older kids, I'll dive deeper. So for my high school daughter, we're doing a natural medicine class to go in line because she's into that. Last year, you know, we talked about, we did an ethnobotany where you learn about how your local plants can be used as food and medicine.
Yeah.
And she loved it. So we're taking it next level and we're doing like a natural medicine course to go with anatomy and physiology. And that, I think I'm most excited about that this year because it's something new. It's something finally, when they get older, you're like, this is what you love. Like this is what you're passionate about. And so you get to just find all the things for that. And so I'm super excited. She is so excited. Like it's the first time I've seen her so really, really excited about a subject matter.
Yeah.
So, and then I haven't used, this is the last thing I want to share. The fallacy detective. We do a lot of this logic stuff. And I think that that's important for it's important for homeschool families to be doing is logic. Just to help with the world we live in, it's not a logical world. People don't logically debate things.
Right.
And so we're doing that. And then I want to show you this. Did you get this? I got this in the mail. It's, you know, the torchlighters?
How did you get that in the mail?
Do you know the torchlighters videos, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Of course.
So it you get a DVD and it has like 16 of the stories of the different, and okay. they're all mission, and for people that don't know, they're missionary stories or
yeah.
people that have impacted. I mean, how would you describe it? I would say missionary stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then there's this book and you, so you watch a movie and then there's a whole chapter on studying that culture, studying
oh, wow.
that person, studying the biblical things in their lives. Like I don't know how I'm going to fit it in. I have no idea, but it looks super cool.
That's a great like morning basket.
Yep. That's what we're going to do it for, is in the morning basket. And it'll kind of go along. Maybe I'll do like every other day when we're doing our Bible.
Yeah.
Maybe that, or maybe once a week. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. I'm just super excited about it.
So you said you got it in the mail. Like, did you not order it and they just randomly sent it to you? Are they just randomly sending it to Americans all over the place?
It's a funny story. It came in the mail and it's a full book of curriculum and the full DVD set. So I was like, I don't remember buying this. And then I thought maybe they mistakenly sent it to me and I didn't pay that for it. So I called them because I'm like, I either need to pay you for this or I need to send it back. And they're like, oh, you must have forgotten. But like 9 months ago, we did a promo and we were sending them out for free if you signed up for our newsletter. Well, I had totally forgotten.
Wow.
So apparently I did sign up to get it.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. It was a super fun surprise. And it's from Voice of the Martyrs.
Yeah, everybody. That is really cool.
Voice of the Martyrs. So I'm super excited about checking that out.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll link that in the show notes. We'll link all of these things in the show notes so that cool. you guys have access to them. So
okay.
That's great. That's a great lineup.
I know. I'm excited. I think I'm most excited history and science.
Yeah. So cool.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.